I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria is reacting to targeted airstrikes by the United States, Britain, and France that come in response to alleged chemical weapons attacks by the Syrian government on civilians. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Syrian state TV showed supporters of President Bashar al-Assad honking their car horns, waving Syrian flags, and parading through iconic squares and arteries of the capital, Damascus, Saturday morning. The reaction followed airstrikes overnight by the United States, France, and Britain. An official Syrian statement condemned what it called a tyrannical terrorist tripartite aggression against the Syrian government. The statement went on to decry the attack on the country as a grave breach of international law. Government commentators claimed the series of missile strikes had caused minimal damage and that many had missed their targets.
Meanwhile, military planners and U.S. President Donald Trump are hailing the U.S.-led airstrikes on the Syrian chemical weapons facilities as a complete success, with every missile hitting its target. But top officials like Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis concede that U.S. airstrikes alone will not help end the Syrian conflict. In fact, some fear it could make things worse.
There's a tactical concern, ma'am, that civilian innocent people, we don't add to any civilian deaths and do everything humanly possible to avoid that. We're trying to stop the murder of innocent people. But on a strategic level, it's how do we keep this from escalating out of control? If you get my drift on that.
One Palestinian was killed, more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops who were repelling Palestinians at the Gaza border with Israel as part of an ongoing conflict. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday blasted former FBI Director James Comey as an untruthful slime ball and said it was his great honor to fire Comey. Commenting from his Twitter feed, Mr. Trump called Comey a proven leaker and liar and a terrible FBI chief. Mr. Trump claimed everyone in Washington called for him to be fired and it was his great honor to do so. Trump's barrage of insults come as Comey engages in a publicity campaign for his book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, which is set to be released next week. The memoir promises a deep look at Comey's fraught relationship with the U.S. president who fired him and whom Comey has accused of interfering in the independence of the FBI. Researchers who say that they are fed up with politicians ignoring science are once again taking to the streets of Washington, D.C. and hundreds of cities around the world. The second March for Science takes place after a turbulent year in science policy under the Trump administration.
Chris Zarba retired from the Environmental Protection Agency this February. After 38 years at EPA, he says the Trump administration has been different from any he's seen.
I think across the boards we've seen a real sidelining of science.
As the Trump administration undoes what it calls job-killing regulations on climate change, water pollution, pesticides, and more, Zarba says industry has a voice, but science does not. Fear that science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And she says scientists have remained mobilized in the year since the march. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is expressing serious concern over a move by the International Criminal Court prosecutor seeking jurisdiction over alleged deportations of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to Bangladesh. More than 500,000 Rohingyas fled the destruction of their homes and persecution in the northern Rakhine province of Myanmar for neighboring Bangladesh since August of 2017. The UN describes the military offensive in Rakhine, which provoked the exodus, as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Myanmar's military says it's fighting Rohingya militants and denies targeting civilians. A senior UN migration official says that a main success of Friday's UN pledging conference for Democratic Republic of Congo is that it has put that country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. Donors have pledged $528 million for urgently needed humanitarian aid, making a significant dent in the UN's efforts to raise $1.7 billion. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.